Like most companies, nuclear power plants have been working to make sure there are no computer malfunctions on January 1, 2000. But nuclear utilities have less of a safety net than most other businesses. A severe computer problem at a nuclear reactor could, in a worst-case scenario, threaten the safe storage of highly radioactive fuel. The General Accounting Office, which is the investigative arm of Congress, has been looking into the way the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has been overseeing the plant's Y2K preparedness. The GAO acknowledges that all of the nation's 103 nuclear plants have approved contingency plans. The NRC also has been doing its own inspections. But a GAO director, Joel Willemsen, says there ought to be independent verifications.
It's not to say that we think people are not telling the truth. It's to say that here's another set of eyes, another independent reviewer who knows something about Y2K, who may find some things that could have been overlooked.
January 1st is nearing, but Willemsen says there's still time to bring in evaluators who work for a nuclear trade group, another plant, or former NRC inspectors who now hire out on contract. If those third-party tests have been done, the GAO says it hasn't been given any detailed descriptions of who looked at what. The agency says the same kind of probes should be performed at 14 decommissioned plants that still have spent radioactive fuel on site. However, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the GAO shouldn't worry. Jan Strasma is an NRC spokesperson in suburban Chicago. He sees no basis for third-party evaluations.
The NRC has done a very thorough check of the Y2K readiness. The utilities themselves, obviously, it's in their best interest to have identified these problems. And we're satisfied with the information we have in hand that the plants are Y2K ready and that there will not be any significant issues come December 31st, January 1st.
But the disagreement between the two government agencies has attracted the attention of interest groups that follow energy issues. Paul Gunter heads the Reactor Watchdog Project for the Nuclear Information and Resource Service in Washington, D.C. Gunter says the NRC is trying to shield the utilities from additional costs. He says there shouldn't be a focus on the bottom line.
This simply should be a question put to the industry, and that no cost should be too much. And if they can't bear that cost, then they should be closed down.
Gunter says third-party reviews would make sure the nuclear plants meet a compliance standard instead of a more vague definition of Y2K readiness. Gunter also urges the NRC to order more drills at the plants. Finally, he says the utilities may need to keep more than the typical backup generators on site.
Should these diesel generators fail, there could be an accident involving the melting of fuel in as short a time frame as 1 hour. And this has been identified in the NRC's own studies on station blackout.
Gunter suggests bringing in natural gas turbines or even diesel locomotives. He hopes the Senate Committee on Y2K Preparedness will make the same recommendation. But the NRC has already rejected requiring the additional safeguards, and one of the largest utilities in the Midwest says the NRC made the right decision. Unicom, through its subsidiary Commonwealth Edison, runs 10 nuclear reactors in Illinois. The company's corporate year 2000 manager, Alan Ho, says ComEd has had internal, NRC, and third-party reviews of its readiness for Y2K. Ho says ComEd has already practiced turning the computer clocks ahead.
We did not find what we would call showstoppers, where the electric system would shut off or stop generation, transmission, or distribution of electricity.
Ho says his firm will have plenty of backup generating capacity on hand just in case. He also says 1,200 company workers will be available this New Year's Eve, twice the normal amount. Top bosses will be reachable, too.
But we really do expect an uneventful evening, and we have been encouraging our customers to do what they normally do on New Year's Eve when it comes to electric power usage. So as long as there's no unpredictable change in demand for electricity, why then we look to have sufficient capacity.
Ho hopes to declare an all-clear on Y2K by 4 a.m. on New Year's Day. But if the skeptics are right about computer problems and the power supply, that may be the time to declare an early hangover. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Chuck Quernbach.